Greg Danjo, who is the director of the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo right here in Bridgeport, is on the line with me this morning. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, Melissa. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Thank you. So we have a few things going on with the zoo right now. And I want to talk, of course, about the big birthday happening this weekend. I am so excited. I've been posting their pictures on Facebook because they're just my favorite kitties in the whole world. We've got a big birthday for the leopard cubs.
Yes, we do. And it's we're excited because it's amazing how fast the year goes by. It's amazing how fast they grow. Everybody, thinks we still talk about them as cubs. They're only a year old, but boy, when you see them now, they've done a lot of growing over this past year. So, but we're excited. Again, we're talking about the rarest big cat on the planet. You know, these animals are endangered, as most they can be endangered. They are at that in the wild right now. And so, working with, AZA, the Association of Aquariums, and the SSP program, which is the survival plan, and being able to have these two marvelous creatures born here at the zoo and thrive is just heartwarming all the time.
So did the cubs give you? I keep calling them cubs because I mean, but they are. I mean, I can't believe they're already a year. What happened?
I keep calling them cubs.
Yeah, exactly. So like, did Orion give you any suggestions as to what he wants done, or did they talk to each other? What do they want for a birthday party?
No, I think our staff, as you know. One of the things is animal welfare here at the zoo that we really take very seriously. And one of the things we do for our critters is enrichment. And so the staff does enrichment all the time. I'm pretty sure they have something special for them for their birthday. Give them something special that they made so they can rip apart or tear into. Not exactly sure what it is. Could be a cake, could be something else, but I'm pretty sure they're going to have something out there for them. And again, they're because they are still a year old, still cubs, they play all the time. And one of the things that is really great for us is that we did have the two cubs, Callisto and Orion. If you go there on any given day, you'll see that they're playing all the time. So having the two of them there to learn off each other how to be Amur leopards is again fun to watch. And again, it's going to help them down the road when they move off to other facilities.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I know that there was something that was sent out that if people want to also celebrate the two cubs that they can tomorrow. Or is that correct?
Yep. Yes. So at 9 o'clock, our first 100 guests are through the gate will receive a free zoo calendar magnet, which is kind of cool. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have some education talks down by the leopard habitat. So people want to learn a little bit more. If they want more information from our staff and our education staff, they can get some one-on-one information from our animal care professionals at 10. And at 11 o'clock, we're going to have, and again, you may see this on our website, on our Facebook page, we have a tremendous cadre of photographers that come up here and take pictures all the time. You see some really wonderful shots that they've taken over the past year with these cubs. In fact, Jack Bradley is one of our photographers. He won a honorable mention from the entire country through AZA when he sent one of the pictures of Orion in. And he got on our publication, our national publication, and he won honorable mention. So he's come all the time. And when at 11 o'clock, he's going to be doing a photography class in our research station. And him and his wife, we'll be talking about how do they get these pictures? How does it work? Because it's not just point and shoot. You have to actually think a little bit how you make this happen. So at 11 o'clock, if you want to see how you can make those pictures be the best they can, go to the research station 11 o'clock on Saturday. And at noon, that's when we're going to do our birthday enrichment to offer to the cubs, like I just mentioned. And they'll be out and, doing whatever that enrichment's going to be. And then free cake and hot cocoa will be served to our guests that are there at noon. Again, weather depending, it could be at the habitat or it'll be maybe inside the carousel or inside the cafe. We'll make that determination as the time draws nigh. And then at 1 o'clock, we have an encore presentation of our fostering felines, which is going to be a discussion and a little lecture from Bethany and Chris, who are animal care professionals who raise these cubs. And again, for those people that don't know, they were hand-raised. And so we'll talk to our guests about how that happened. And again, answer questions, because a lot of people have questions on how it actually works. And it's not it's not easy. It's a labor of love, actually. And then all day long, if you 20% off at the gift shop, so you'll go inside and get a gift. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Wow, quite the celebration happening at the Beardsley Zoo. We're talking to the director there, who is Greg Dancho, and we do want to talk about another big announcement that the zoo just made, that there is a new ocelot and golden lion tamarin. Am I saying that correctly?
It's an ocelot and golden lion tamarin.
Okay, and they're in your rainforest building. First of all, if anybody hasn't heard about those animals, because clearly I can't even pronounce them correctly, what are they, and what an exciting addition.
Well, again, and what we do is work within the AZA and the SSP, Species Survival Plan, working with endangered species. Golden lion tamarin is a small primate from South America, probably arguably one of the most attractive of the small primate species, arguably one of the most endangered of the small primate species. They only live in a very small section of Brazil, and as recent news has been out there saying about the fires that were in South America, if those fires had gone through the reserve where the golden lion tamarins were, then they could literally become extinct in the wild very, very quickly.
Wow.
So again, very, very rare animal, very important animal for their region, ambassador species for Brazil. For their wildlife programs, they use the golden lion tamarin as their ambassador there. So we have a new male coming in. His name is Leo. And he will be in the rainforest building. He's going to be by himself for a little bit because we do have another golden lion tamarin in the rainforest. She's a little too old right now to be with him. So, and she's pair bonded with our calamico, which is our Geldes monkey, which is a little black monkey we have in there. So they've pair bonded. So we don't want to interrupt that little tete-a-tete that they're having. So Leo is going to be over in the golden lion tamarin habitat. And we're going to get him used to the area and then bring in another female shortly that'll be pair bonded with him. Again, being an endangered species, we do want to work with these animals. And then the ocelot's Pipica. She is a 2-year-old ocelot that is coming to the facility. We did lose, unfortunately, we lost our female Kuma last year, who had a couple of cubs or kittens born to her through artificial insemination. So she is well missed. But again, now that we're looking to bring ocelots back to the zoo, this ocelot's coming in, and it's a small cat, endangered species in South America. Again, part of that Brazilian contingent. We want to have this animal come in and then eventually have some kittens with her also.
Wow, really exciting stuff going on at the Beardsley Zoo. For anybody who hasn't been there yet, you're missing out. But where can they go? Where are you guys located?
We're on 1875 Noble Avenue in Bridgeport. We're the only zoo in the state of Connecticut. We are really excited because our farmyard will be opening up. New farmyard will be opening up in the spring. So a lot of work going on here at the zoo. And again, people don't realize that we're open all year long. So again, if you see some of those pictures from some of those photographers, you realize that the zoo is a happening place, whether it's summertime or wintertime.
Yeah, it really is. And what's your website, Greg?
It's beardsleyzoo.org.
All right. Thank you. That's Greg Dancho, the director at the Beardsley Zoo here in Bridgeport. Thank you so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Melissa. Talk to you soon.